In the meantime, I'm taking a lot of time off and, doing things that people who get time off do. At least I will be shortly, as soon as the summer heat leaves the desert. Now, I've got a pretty cool announcement coming up for you about a kind of a secret website that I'm going to introduce you to. So I want you to get a pencil and a paper. Get ready to write it down. In the meantime, tonight's webcam photograph, I should let you know that both of the new bells, Tower Bell, our little bird, and Dusty Bell, are both doing swimmingly. Now, Tower is a little bird that fell out of a bird made a cage. A couple of birds made a, not a cage, but a nest up in my tower at about 80 feet. And this little run of a bird fell down and was in shock and would have died. So we rescued it and got a cage, and now the bird is growing up in a house with four cats, one of which is brand new, Dusty. Now, Dusty, you see that photograph, that glad box there? We have spent, I don't know how much on cat toys, but that happens to be Dusty's, by far, Dusty's favorite toy. Dusty is about to grow out of it. And you can see that picture taken, I think, day before yesterday. You can see Dusty has grown to the point where she can barely fit in, but she still wiggles into that box, and it's her favorite toy, and it cost what? Just about nothing. Absolutely nothing. All right, here comes my announcement. Now, as many of you know, because I have talked about it over the years, I'm an amateur ham radio operator, and I thought, as a way to get people interested in amateur radio, something we very much need to do these days, we would introduce you to how it sounds. So what I did was I took a transceiver and put it at KNYE, and then I put an antenna about 100 feet up on the tower, and then I took the output of that transceiver and I streamed it on the web, so that you can actually listen to the frequency that I operate on during the week. Frequently late at night. I'm never going to change. I'm a night owl. So anyway, I found this wonderful guy named Bob, who runs a site called smeter.net. Now that is www dot the letter S and then meter, M-E-T-E-R dot net. www.smeter.net. And Bob takes the output of my stream and then streams it out to the rest of the world. Now there are about 100 current slots available, or slightly more, and people can actually listen to the frequency that I operate on with a whole group, a whole spectrum of people from. There's very interesting people on there, ranging from people who are physicists and ham radio operators as well, to teachers, to school bus drivers, to you name it. I mean, there's just, a whole spectrum, and then there's some bad guys too. And so it's a wild, woolly, anything goes kind of frequency, kind of like this one, the one you're listening to right now. Anyway, I thought I would open it up and give everybody an idea of what ham radio sounded like. Now, Bob runs this wonderful site that streams not just my receiver located here in Pahrump, Nevada, but several others as well, and it allows you to sort of listen into the world of shortwave. And we think in that way you may sort of build an interest and then eventually want to be on there yourself. So once again, it is www.s, the letter S, and then meter, M-E-T-E-R dot net, www.smeter.net. And I'll mention that again as the show continues. But most nights, most days, matter of fact, actually, what we do is we record the period between 8 o'clock at night and 4 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. Then we play it back twice, covering the 24 hours of the day. And that can be heard on what's called the Pahrump receiver. That one I built down at the radio station, KNYE-FM, our alma mater, wonderful little radio station here in Pahrump, Nevada on 95.1, plug, plug, plug. So by all means, pick a time, and if it's full, just wait. You'll be able to get in later. There's only about 100 people going to be able to get in there at any given time. and I know they're going to get rushed. Very quickly, world. Oh, I've got. I do have another surprise coming up. In fact, let me read this to you, and we'll cover the news. JC, how many of you know of the fellow named JC? I think this is real because I got an email from somebody calling themselves Edna Pringle. And I don't know who Edna is. Edna is, it may be JC's biblical, you know, partner, or I don't know. But I've had these before, and it reads real. It says, JC demands his time. It's been almost 10 years, that's Y-E-E-R-S, since you let him talk to the audience. How dareth you? JC will grant you... Get that. JC will grant you 1 hour to discuss his views on the new revelation, the spelling here, the war on media porn, glonal, G-L-O-N-A-L, glonal warming and hell heating up. Hell and how people will be eaten by the devil. I wonder if he means eaten or beaten. Eaten by the devil over, A-B-D over. The Canadian Declaration of War on American Values, degenerate authors, the truth about George Norrie, evil cats, and the Antichrist will be named. Do you have the guts, Bell? See, then there's one more here. Mr. Bell, we have sent you the phone number. This is a clamp safe house, whatever in the hell that is. JC will be down from his mountain compound to take the call. Do not harass this number. Do not give it, G-I-B, give it out to telemarketers, or even worse, George Norrie or Mike Siegel. JC want full honors as guest. You will play our national anthem, and darn it, stand up. Be warned, JC says that he's tried to be kind, tried to be nice all these years, softly tried to ply you away from sin and destroying America. Well, Bell, no more Mr. Nice Guy. JC knows we're going to do this the hard way. So be ready for spiritual combat. The gloves come off. When, Bell? When? So, unless I lost the number, the paper with the number on it. I got it. I'll try that here in a minute. In the news, Sunnis warn against constitutional draft, Baghdad, Iraq, a day before the deadline for the new constitution. Sunni Arabs appealed Sunday to the U.S. and U.N. to prevent Shiites and Kurds from pushing through a draft, a parliament without their consent, warning that if they do, it's only going to worsen the crisis in Iraq. Leaders of the Sunni Arab, Shiite, and Kurdish factions planned final talks on Monday, according to the officials of all three of those groups. Said one, I'm not optimistic at all. So we'll see what happens there. Senator, actually, this is pretty interesting. A Republican senator that I very, very, very much, I'd frankly have loved to have seen him become president, McCain, is warning that... That Iraq is starting to look an awful lot like Vietnam. And I was, I guess we were all wondering when somebody of substance would stand up and say that. Also, he said that, well, actually, the senator took a trip up to Alaska and came back with the impression that it's melting. And he says, anyone doubting the effects of human activity on global climate change ought to talk to the people of Alaska and the Yukon, said McCain yesterday. Fresh from a trip to Barrow, America's northernmost city, the Arizona senator said anecdotes from Alaskans and residents of the Yukon Territory confirm scientific evidence of global warming. We are convinced, this is a quote, that the overwhelming scientific evidence indicates that climate change is taking place and human activities play a very large role, end quote. That is Senator McCain. In a moment, if this is real, if Edna Pringle's communique to me is real, JC is just around the corner. It probably has been 10 years since I granted JC the honor of, spending an hour or so with the audience, so it appears to be real. Guess who, JC?
It is I, JC, Webster III, and you did not introduce me correctly, Mr. Bale. As usual, you are disrespecting me.
There was nothing at all.
Insultation!
Insultation, there's nothing in this communique about the way you should be introduced.
I should be introduced as the bringer of the new revelation, God's 10-star general in the war against media pornography.
Okay, well, let's find out exactly what this new revelation is. What do you mean?
God is angry. That is the new revelation. He has been given to me to bring forth in the fight against media pornography, because you see, what has happened to our country, this God built this nation as his house, and his house has been overrun with media pornographers, degenerates. When our founding fathers fled those crazies in Europe because they wanted to get away from their decadent evil ways, they came here and God built a place in the wilderness for them, and his house has been overrun, and God, he tried to send his son. He tried to give us an easy way out.
JC,
he tried to help us.
JC, obviously you and Edna have a computer, or you could not have sent me this demand, right? You have a computer.
We have access, and that's another thing I want to talk about.
Well, now, before you get off on that, look, JC, if you have a computer, that means that you get all kinds of email with porn in it,
yes,
right?
Yes, and that's what I want to talk about, is your filthy listeners have been sending so much filthy pornography.
My listeners have been...
Yes. Yes.
Really?
They have.
I recall that we published on the website several years ago a couple of email communiques from Edna Pringle.
I was surprised you had the guts to put the new commandments on your website. And we are still getting pornography.
Is Edna Pringle your biblical mate?
No, she is not my mate. How dare you?
Well, you didn't explain then. In what relationship to you is Edna Pringle?
A servant. A woman in her place who knows where her place is, and that is at the feet of the man who is bringing down the new revolution. She is at the feet of the general for God's war on pornography.
Is Edna listening to all of this right now?
No, I am angry at Edna.
For?
Because I'm not going to get into the details, but she seems to think that she wants to go off and find another man, and she has been questioning me.
What in heaven's name could have brought her to a decision like that? A warm, caring person like yourself.
I know exactly who is doing it, and it's the devil.
It's the devil.
And about the pornography, and I don't want people sending pornography to her anymore because you're corrupting her. So we have a new... If your listeners want to send... You want to send filth and talk to me, they can talk to my cousin. And we have a new email, and it's boiling pits of sewage at yahoo.com. So you send your filth to the boiling pits of sewage at yahoo.com, and I will send the new commandment to you.
Boiling pits of sewage.
Boiling pits of sewage.
At yahoo.com. Is that a real address, or are you putting us on?
That, I am not a liar. Don't you call me a liar, Mr.
Well,
Bell.
I asked if you were putting us on.
You call me a liar.
Well, I'm sorry you take it that way. Boiling pits of sewage.
Boiling pits of sewage. Because that is where all the media pornographers are going to go. They're going to be tossed into the boiling pits of sewage. And they're going to have a body of excrement. And they'll be covered in red-hot excrement for all eternity.
Yes, yes. Look, global warming. G-L-O-N-A-L warming.
Global warming.
Global warming. Well, Edna wrote this.
Well, that's right, because I do not encourage my followers or anybody.
Or perhaps
to
you
get
wrote
into
it.
Book learning. Learning is evil.
Perhaps you wrote this.
I tell her what to write.
Yeah, it has the sound of JC to it.
Listen, I will not touch a computer.
Let me hear you spell global warming.
I am not going to do what you tell me to do. This is not a spelling bee, Mr. Bell. This
All right.
is
All right.
spiritual
Look,
combat.
Global
this...
warming is a very important topic to me, so let's hear it. What exactly?
Let me tell you. Global warming, because hell, as you know, is in the center of Earth, and it is heating up. And this is what's happening, Mr. Bell, is the dirtier the souls are getting, the more corrupt that they're getting, the more they are being pornographized by the media pornographers, they burn hotter. They burn hotter in hell. You see, a good person who does one bad thing and goes to hell doesn't burn as hot as a degenerate that has been degeneratized by the media pornographers. Their souls are burning hotter and hotter in hell.
I've got it. Degenerate souls burning hotter, causing global warming.
That's global warming.
Well, then spell it right.
Less book burning, more book burning.
More book burning.
More book burning.
You wouldn't book burn. Would you burn books?
I burn. We just had a book burning. We just had to burn the newest Harry Potter book because it's attacking and killing Christians.
You burned a Harry Potter book?
I didn't just burn them, Mr. Bell. I took holy sticks of dynamite and blew them up. And it's a compound.
Well, that means you had to buy them first, didn't you?
Mr. Bell,
yeah.
We confiscate them. And it's better that we buy them so that we keep them out of the hands of children
yes.
who are going to be turned to the devil by Harry Potter.
So you believe, then, that the particularly evil cell of souls are burning at an ever hotter rate, causing some of the heat to irradiate around the world into the atmosphere, and that's why it's getting warmer.
Heat, the throbbing heat of hell is radiating out, and people can feel it. And that's why volcanoes are going off. And that's why
makes
the hot
sense.
Spots you're talking about are going off, and tsunamis and earthquakes. And plagues and floods and fires, it's because those evil, corrupted souls that the devil wants so badly, it's the filthier the sinner, the hotter the burn.
Why, J.C., do you think that I am personally involved with the devil? I've always wondered about
that. Mr. Bell,
yes?
You are simply the most dangerous man in America.
And in what way?
You have created an intellectual tower of Babel with your radio program. I want you to take a listen to me. Do you know a man named Stuart McBurney?
No.
Does that name ring a bell to you?
It does not.
Of course it wouldn't, because he was the voice of American Americanism. For years, he held the line against the Soviet Union. He was the greatest radio man ever. And you are on sacred ground, which is talk radio. This is the realm of the conservatives. We have been using talk radio to take back America from the hippie degenerate no-goods that have corrupted and degenerated our society over time.
Then you actually consider yourself to be a right-wing talk show host.
I should have my own show, and
well,
I will have my own show,
really?
And that is in the works, Mr. Bell.
I can well imagine it might be. Do you really think you could keep up this phony baloney act for that long?
Excuse me? You dare accuse me? You are the one with baloney, Mr. Bell.
Do you really think you could keep up this act like that?
This is not an act, Mr. Bell. This is the anointing brought forth unto me from God.
You really feel all of this comes to you directly from God and not the devil?
There you go, revealing your true self. I am not being influenced by the devil, Mr. Bell. You are the one. You are the one creating the intellectual tower of Babel.
Your voice, J.C., has a certain tone to it that we all wonder about.
I want everyone out there in the audience right now to listen to this. This is the true voice of the man that you have been listening to for these years. He is the one trying to drag your soul down to Satan so that you will be thrown into the boiling pits of sewage, skinned alive, dipped in salt, and eaten and devoured over and over again.
Dipped in salt?
Dipped in salt, Mr.
What does
Bell.
Salt have to do with it?
Because it burns!
Oh, I see. That's after you get scratches in the pit of sewage. And
after
the
devil sticks you with his pitchfork over and over and over again.
Mm. And, well, you say here people are going to be eaten by... Did you mean eaten or beaten by the devil?
Eaten, both. The devil is going to eat your body up, and he's going to take it and eat it up, and then you're going to be excreted out.
Give me that sound again, please.
What sound?
That eating sound.
No, I don't have to do what you say.
Come on.
Mr. Bell, you're
yes.
trying to get me off my message.
That's not hard, J.C.
And my message, I am trying to save America from the utter destruction of the satanic Soviet Union.
So the Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore, buddy.
Yes, it does.
No,
that's
it doesn't.
A lie
it crumbled.
That you and your friends in the media love to perpetrate.
The Soviet Union crumbled, J.C. You know that. I know you know it.
That is a lie, Mr. Bell. It is a deception from the devil. The devil's deception.
Everything bad is from the devil, isn't it, J.C.?
Everything is from
You know
the
what
devil.
I think? I think you're consumed by the devil.
I am not consumed by the devil, and I am insulted that you would even insinuate such things. You disrespect me continually.
You know, a lot of people are curious, J.C., what part of the country are you from? Where do you originate from?
I am not going to disclose my secret location.
Just
so
the
God will reveal to those who are faithful to come calling to our new ground.
Just the, well, how can all these people come if they don't know where you are?
God's going to tell them. He's going to speak to the hearts of the faithful.
Is that
and
right?
We are going to be relocating anyway to a new compound in Idaho.
cute little furry cats. They're beautiful. Look,
cats are demonic creatures, Mr. Bill.
Say what?
They are lycanthropes, demons in disguise.
They are not.
Yes, they are.
They are the sweetest little fur balls you'll ever want to meet.
They're evil.
No. If you think cats are evil, JC, then let me tell you, brother.
You're evil.
Cats are evil because they steal souls, and they are the familiars of Satanists.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you, you're still disrespecting me. You're not allowing me to make my points about media pornography. And
was evil cats.
Cat, yes. Devil cats. Demons. They hide themselves in the appearance of what they look there. They try to look like these innocent, furry little things, but they're really demons. And they really are. They're evil. You look at their eyes, and they look at you, and they just want to devour you, and they want to steal your soul. I've got one cat right now on my compound that I've been chasing for the better part of a year.
You know what? I think you're overly sensitive on this whole pornography issue. Now, maybe it would be true, JC, that you, in your idle time, look at what? I bet.
In my idle time, I review all manner of.
I knew it.
Well, you are trying to insinuate that I would enjoy media pornography.
If I
have to review a Larry Flynn magazine, I do not enjoy it one bit. I have to know the enemy, and I'm going to tell you, there's more to media pornography than dirty pictures of naked people. I'm going to make a point here right now because you need to hear this.
And every moment that you see it wounds your soul, JC, right?
It can't harm me because I'm praying against it. God has charged me with this work. God has charged and given me the energy, the power. God, when
so it's like you're praying against it, but you're looking at it going, oh yeah,
how
right?
Yeah. Your program, the vomitory of ideas in your program makes me sick. To insinuate that I would sit there and enjoy it makes me sick. Draws millions of men out of church, and that's football. And I'm going to tell you exactly how evil
football is. What is wrong with football?
Football is a homosexual ritual.
Oh, for God's sake.
Let me tell you why. Because anytime you've got a man who's putting his hands on the backside of another man like that, and what that is a simulation of the homosexual consummation, and the ball, the football represents the birth. It's a mockery of birth. It represents the homosexual self, which is then given to the quarterback, who is usually the best-looking one on the team, and then he takes that. He takes that homosexual self, and he looks out among the field of other men who will receive and take his homosexuality, and he sends it to him, and with the intention of taking it into sacred ground, the sacred space of America and the family and values.
Now, America has taken a more tolerant attitude toward homosexuality, certainly in the last few decades.
Unfortunately, guys trying to turn straight guys queer.
And you don't join in on that, I take it.
I hate homosexuals. Is that clear?
All right, yeah, that's clear. First time caller line, you're on the air with JC.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah, that's only you know that for sure, but it really sounds like you, yes.
Good deal. I appreciate taking my call, Art.
Yeah, where are you?
This is Adam from Decatur, Illinois.
And why in God's name are you calling JC?
Well, I wanted to tell him I really appreciate him coming on the air, and I enjoy a good laugh every once in a while, and I was wanting to ask him.
A good laugh? What are you, are you laughing at the new revelation? You laugh at God? Listen to me, you degenerate.
I was laughing at the whole thing, and I wanted to know if you came on the air for an interview or a comedy.
Yeah, has it occurred to you, JC, that some people just think this is funny? They think you're a total put-on. Maybe you are.
No, because they don't want to believe in the truth and the light and the love of the Lord. I'm bringing love. I'm bringing salvation.
Then why do you scream? Then why scream?
Why scream? Because
you
have to scream in order to get people to listen. Sometimes you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And that's another thing I want to talk about is the
omelets.
Food porn.
Food porn.
Yes, gluttony. I've touched on that before.
Food porn?
Yes.
What's food porn?
Food porn, the cooking shows where they make food look so delicious and make you want to eat. Gluttony is also a sin, Mr. Bill.
Isn't this a basic human
this is the same thing
need?
People need to eat, but they don't need to be fatsos. And listen.
Am I still on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Why don't you get him off the air so I can make a point?
I'm
going to
get off the air, and I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good morning, caller. Thank you. Make a point. Any point.
This is where the satanic Soviet empire has this elaborate plan, and what they are trying to do is the pornography and indulgence. It's more than just dirty, naked pictures of people doing dirty, naked things. It is also food, because, listen, people, like they say, I was born gay. That's what they say. I'm gay. I'm born gay, and that's the way I am, so I have to be that way.
You don't believe that?
I'll tell you, the only person that was born gay.
This means you're not in favor of gay marriage.
Absolutely not in favor of gay marriage. Uh-huh. That is why Canada has declared war on the United States with the recently they are allowing gays to get married in Canada, and that's the subversive that's the evil subversiveness of the Canadian, which is because they can look like you and me.
And that constitutes war.
Declaration of war on America and America's family values, because they know that the majority of Americans do not support gay marriage, they do not support homosexuality, they don't want them in their communities, they don't want them in their churches, they don't want them in their schools, they don't want them in the nation.
Wildcard
doesn't want them.
Wildcard line, you're on the air with JC.
Hey JC. Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Hey Art, it's Tim from LA.
Yes.
Address me as JC Webster the Third, God's General.
Okay. Hey JC, I know you're for book burning, but does this include like burning the Bible? Because you can't spell global
Why
warming.
Why would I burn the Bible?
It seems like you're not doing a very good
idiot.
Job.
You're an idiot. Shut up.
Oh, you shut up, you idiot. Hey, Art.
Just shut your mouth. Saying I would burn the Bible.
And I know where
you're right. He couldn't spell global warming.
Art. Less book burning. More book burning.
Yeah.
I burn books by like.
I know where
of Clive Barker and Stephen King.
Hold on, JC. You know where JC's what?
I know where his compound is.
His what?
Well, then you just
compound.
Come on, buddy. Come on down to the compound.
It's in Valley,
Norway.
Go on down and see JC.
Come on down.
You see how JC would like, how people would like to meet you, JC?
Come on down.
They want to be in your presence.
You come on down to the compound. If God reveals a location to you, you bring it.
Yeah, okay. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with JC.
Yeah, that would be me.
That's you.
Oh.
Okay. I hope this is a joke because tell you, if this guy's on the level, he's scary. Okay.
Yeah. See, a lot of people
avail himself of some
you
of
scare more people than Ed Dames.
Instead of burning them, you know,
you.
He needs to learn vocabulary.
Hold on, JC, let her speak.
The guy is just outrageously nuts, and in a world where we have all kinds of stuff that are going wrong, all that energy being stupid. Come on.
Don't you call me stupid, woman.
Get a point,
I'll tell
get
you
a
what
point,
stupid
then.
Is you
hey,
speaking, you trying to have the right to
now, let JC, hold it. Let JC respond.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, hussy.
No, don't call names. So, JC.
I calls them as I sees them.
You calls them as you sees them. Well, is that it? Is that as good as it's going to get? I mean, I know you have certain feelings about where women ought to be. Well, okay.
Let her speak.
Yeah, go right ahead, young lady.
You need to get back in your time machine, go back to the Dark Ages where you belong, sir.
No, we need
You're
to bring America
scary.
Back.
You are
we need
scary.
To bring America
because
back
you know what?
The
Unfortunately, there are some
time.
People out here that are going to take you seriously.
We need to bring America back good because
we need
to
bring America
correct.
Back. America was stolen. From the Indians to begin with, sir,
no,
who were slaughtered wholesale to steal this country.
Clint.
Okay?
All right, let him respond. America was originally stolen from the Indians, is what she said.
Well, that's a bold-faced lie, because it was stolen from God by the devil's people. The red man. Who's red? The devil.
I've had enough.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Have a good morning.
Goodbye.
West of the Rockies, your turn with JC.
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 Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, Art. This is Jason calling from Canada.
Yes, Jason.
And I would really like to know what JC's problem is with Art.
Yeah, well, he's had a problem with me for
he's
years and years
mouthpiece.
And years.
I don't think he is.
That's what he calls
is
me.
He's the devil's mouthpiece.
I don't
said
think
it from
so. JC,
one.
I think you need to get your head checked out.
I
Mr.
Think
Art Bell is a
Canadian.
Very wonderful man.
I don't
man.
Do a damn
loves
thing
cats.
You say.
I love cats. And,
yeah, I bet
you
do.
Pardon me?
I bet you do.
I do. They're a wonderful, wonderful
do.
Creatures.
You degenerate Canadian. I don't like degenerate Canadians.
Anyway, I just wanted to call in and say that JC there, you know, God doesn't come to those who uninvited. If you seek him, he will come to you.
You hear that, JC?
I don't need a degenerate, filthy,
Please.
European, decadent Canadian to tell me how God's going to take people out.
All right, well, you're not going anywhere further with that caller. Thank you very much. And
I want more
why would
people
you
that
call
agree
me?
With me?
Why, JC, would you call me the devil's mouthpiece?
You are the devil's mouthpiece, Mr. Bell.
No.
Listen to him. He's revealing his true voice.
You've heard this sound many times, haven't you, late at night, in your bed, Jason?
This is the true voice of our
bell.
You better listen good.
You've heard this sound before, J.C.
I have heard this
sound before. Late at night.
And no, when you're in my bushes, that's why you're taking more time off, is so you can spend more Sundays out in the bushes. I don't have time to spend every other Sunday chasing you around.
Yeah. International Line, you're on the air with J.C.
Good evening, Art.
Good evening.
Long-time listener. And boy, I hate to admit it, but even with JC here, I'm glad I called.
Glad to have you.
Okay, JC, I got a question for you here. You ready?
I was born ready.
Okay. So you think cats are demonic?
Okay? I know they're demonic. Don't
okay,
tell me that.
And I respect your judgment, and I'd like to know, I've got a little poodle, an apricot poodle, and, you know, I've seen her doing things that are a little off kilter, and I'm wondering if you know about poodles.
Let me ask you about your poodle, because you sound a little funny. Are you going to marry your poodle, since homosexuals can marry each other? Would you be interested in marrying your poodle? Because you sound like that kind of guy.
I'm
a degenerate.
A degenerate? I know. I want to know.
What country are you calling
from? Are poodles demonic?
Yeah, he just simply wants to know if poodles are demonic like cats, Daisy.
Poodles? Yes, they are, because they're French.
Okay.
Hey, let me call her.
Thanks, JC.
Yeah.
You have a good night.
Be gone.
All right, take care.
Another thing, Mr. Bell, about Nori. You haven't let me breach the topic of Nori.
Yeah, that's right. You were going to say something about George
Nori. I was
going to
give you the truth. I told you this a couple years ago, how he was stealing money from you.
How he what?
He stole money from you.
George Nori did?
He stole money, $20 from your wallet. You wonder what happened to it. I revealed it. God's revelation to me. And I'll tell you what, you don't tell him about George Nori's criminal past in the underworld.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good, because George Nori's never been anywhere near my wallet. He's never actually been
here. Maloney, Bell, I know you're all at the compound there together.
Really? All at the compound together?
Yes,
You really do have a twisted little mind, you know, and I think it comes from looking at too much of that which you decry.
I will not even let you insultate me that way.
Insultate me. Where do you get these words? You wrote this, not Edna. East of the Rockies, you're on there with JC.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
JC, you're doing God's own work.
she has got demonic laughter.
Yeah, and that laughter is not laughing with you, JC.
She's
laughing.
I rebuke you, demon.
She's
demon
laughing
laughter.
At you.
It's the laughter of Satan.
There's a big difference.
Well, you know what?
Thank you so much,
listen,
because you know what you're
comes,
doing.
I'm going to be so glad, because
you're showing
I'm going
to God
tell you
the
I
problem.
Told you
people
so.
Like
I'm
you
waiting
the
for judgment,
problem,
day,
and
so I can tell you I told you so.
Did you hear that? See, you didn't even hear that, JC. Quit talking and listen every now and then. She said, God. She said, it's not the devil that's a problem or God. It's you, JC.
You are such a little man.
Only if you're a sinner.
Grow up.
You know what?
Grow up.
Get back in your kitchen and get off the phone.
Get off my back, little man.
Little man? Who are you calling a little man?
You. You're lucky I'm even calling
you
a little man.
Hello, JC.
You
are
honored, I know. It's an honor for you.
Hello. Well, you know what? Do you believe in Jesus?
That is the stupidest question I have ever heard.
Why
of course I believe in Jesus.
Well, why are you? He wouldn't yell like you, though. See.
Well, that was Jesus.
This is the new revelation,
and I'm doing work because you have rebuked Jesus.
Hold on, caller. He makes a good point. Jesus would be gentle and soft-spoken.
Not when he comes back. He's going to be riding with the point of the sword of Jesus for the justice of Jesus.
You know what? I think that, you know, in the Revelation, it talks about that in the last day there'll be doctrines of devils, and you're one of them. Oh. And you know what? You're so full of crap, and you should not be yelling.
You have a foul mouth.
Oh, you know what?
A foul mouth, flea bitten mongrel to tell me that. How dare you?
How dare you?
When you go to hell, Satan's going to pull your tongue out over and over again with a hammer.
You really think he'll treat people that way?
Satan?
Yeah. I mean, this eating of them and then beating of them and eating of them.
That's that's just the beginning of hell, Mr. Bell. He's going to poke him with his pitchfork over and over again.
Doesn't it bother you, JC, that I bring on the average person here and you're getting the same thing again and again? I mean, there is this
because
thing
you won't open the I agree with JC line, and you're keeping the people who agree with me off the air.
Well, okay, let's open the I agree with JC line at 775-727-1222. Now, I bet it doesn't even ring.
Oh, I bet it rings off the hook, Mr. Bell. You might even have 1,000 listeners.
First-time caller line, you're on with JC. Hello.
Hi, Art. This is Nate from Massachusetts.
Yes, Nate.
Hi. I was wondering, I had a question for JC. I know he's a 10-star general.
Yeah, well.
Correct.
That's correct. And what does it take to join the Army, was my question.
To join God's Army, it
you mean
takes
JC's
admitting
Army?
Your will.
Yeah, JC's Army.
Lord,
JC's Army.
Revelation.
He wants to, all right, here's somebody asking about joining with you.
Joining with me?
Yes.
Well, open your heart and pray to God. And if you're worthy, if you're sincere, God will reveal it to you on how to become a part of God's army.
There you have it, caller.
Fight against the media pornographers and the satanic Soviet Union, which it still exists. Don't let them tell you otherwise.
Who's the Antichrist?
I've not come to the point where I'm going to reveal that yet because I have not been allowed to make my point.
Yes, you've made your point repeatedly about internet porn and boiling pits of sewage and all the rest of the usual stuff you say.
Now listen, Mr. Bell, I have not been allowed to make my point.
Make
clearly.
Your damn point.
My point is that we need to save this nation.
Yes.
From degenerates.
You like the people that have been calling you?
Your listeners.
My listeners. So they're all degenerates.
They're all degenerates. Every single one of them. Dopers. And I was very proud of Mr. Punnett last night telling the alcoholics not to call your show anymore because most of your listeners are drunkards.
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did, and I'm proud of him. He might have hope yet, but you're brainwashing him.
You know, it sounds like you might be under the influence of something yourself, JC.
You dare accuse me of being under substances? I don't have to take this kind of abuse.
Well, that was JC hanging up. What a coward. What a total coward. That's all I can say. Well, there was JC. Actually, that's, you know what? That's no way for him to end a conversation and to end this hour. I've got his number. Let's call him back. let's see. I think this is right. Yeah, this is right. Here we go. Can't hang up on me like that. Oh, see, now he left it off the hook. All right, well, there you have it. That's as much as he was willing to take. And who among you listening out there right now cannot imagine that JC was indeed under the influence of something or another? He sounded rather hyper to me. How about you? He's always sounded hyper to me, and I think that probably he had at least, 10 cups of coffee, wouldn't you say? Something like that?